This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Charles Cole. Charles, how are you?
I'm doing well, Henrik. Thanks for asking.
Great. Charles, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, I manage digital asset management at a film studio where I handle mostly home entertainment assets, so for the marketing department and creative aspects.
Mm-hmm. Great. And how does that organization use placeholders for packaging?
Well, placeholders, it's an interesting concept. So first, I guess I'll explain the concept of placeholders. It's a pretty interesting concept. So essentially, the way upload traditionally works is whoever is uploading a file will select the file and they'll tag it with whatever metadata. That's the traditional model. So what placeholders does is leverages upstream work that has to take place, say, in a marketing system, mm-hmm. Where somebody is essentially planning out the marketing and says, I need this asset to fulfill my marketing requirements. So they put in all the information they need into the marketing system, and then what happens is a placeholder automatically gets created in our digital asset management system, where it's already pre-populated with all the metadata that's required. Mm-hmm. So now whoever is uploading needs to find that placeholder and just drop the file in. And what happens is it's automatically tagged with all the appropriate metadata and can even be sent downstream based on what the marketing system says. So if they, for instance, say pick a print vendor who's going to actually manufacture this asset, this physical asset, then as soon as the file gets uploaded, it can then be tagged with all the appropriate metadata and automatically sent downstream to, you know, whatever print vendor has been selected.
And so this, if, just to clarify, this is basically creating metadata and putting a placeholder for an asset that will be created in the near future because there's a schedule for it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's mm-hmm. it is dependent on you having a plan and knowing what assets you need. Mm-hmm. So it's not for everybody. So in a more ad hoc environment where you don't know what assets you need, then it may not be as useful, but it has been extremely useful in our case where we have thousands of assets that need to be created, right. It's been great.
And granted, there's a time frame or a schedule of when you create those things for your organization, so you already know that there's that packaging needs to be created for that individual project.
Exactly. So how it works, I mean, maybe it's better to just explain it as, so a marketing manager for a given territory, say Romania or whatever territory, will go into the marketing system and say, I need this specific asset on this specific date. And the marketing manager will go in and say, for this given territory, for this given title, I need these particular assets to fulfill my marketing plan. And I need them on this specific date. I need them from this specific vendor. So as soon as they assign that date and assign that vendor, that's when the placeholder gets generated in the digital asset management system. So now, rather than the vendor just uploading that file and tagging it with the metadata at the time of upload manually, it's done automatically. So they go in, and the onus is on them to search for that placeholder using all the correct metadata. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, that subtle shift has created a really great situation in terms of our metadata is now 100% accurate, 100% complete, versus before, you know, just trying to twist somebody's arm into entering all the metadata and entering it correctly. Mm-hmm. This just seems to be a much better approach.
And is there an incentive for getting that information correct in the beginning and actually delivering the assets on time in your respect?
Yes, actually. So if you are responsible for, as marketing, for putting together a well-executed marketing plan, obviously, the goal is to generate the most revenue possible. Mm-hmm. So if you want those assets to be created, you have to ask for them. Mm-hmm. So you have to go into the marketing system and say, these are the assets I need to execute my marketing plan. And if you don't do that, then those assets will never be created, and you will have, you'll be viewed as having fallen down on the job. And well, why wasn't this product created and released? Well, I didn't ask for it. So there's definitely incentive there. If you fall short of your revenue targets, that's a direct asset to revenue correlation there. So you want to make sure that you get those configured and set up, your marketing plans configured and set up, including the assets that you need in the marketing system on time.
Great.
And we take care of everything downstream. So we create that container, and then the creative vendor will go in, upload the file.
That's a great way to keep people accountable. And so what advice would you like to give to DAM professionals or people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
So I think the best advice I can give, which it's sort of, I guess you could say, generic advice for, getting a job in general in the field that you want, is just really do your research. Go in and, if there's a company that you want to work for, you can do all the research regarding that company and that industry space as well. Do your Google News searches, see what all the relevant happenings have been. And from a digital asset management perspective, I would say just network, ask questions. So go out there, do your research, and sign up for industry events, sign up for conferences. There are a lot of respected digital, a few really well-known digital asset management conferences that you can just sign up for, go and just sit, get an idea of what the relevant topics are, and just familiarize yourself with the industry terms, and I think that'll go a long way towards getting you where you want to go.
Thanks, Charles.
Absolutely.
For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Thanks again.